here's a story from The World.
Perhaps as many as a million people have fled Russia since the start of the invasion of Ukraine, either in protest against the war or to avoid a draft, or because of increasing repression at home. Among the Russians leaving are hundreds, if not thousands, of artists. They follow a well-trodden path of Russian artists who emigrated over the past century and who had a deep impact on global culture, from writers Vladimir Nabokov and Alexander Solzhenitsyn to pianist Vladimir Horowitz, who actually had to finance his own recitals when he first left his country. Theo Mertz has this story of the latest Russian exiles in France, who are struggling to adapt to life in a new country.
I'm in a half-abandoned office block on the outskirts of Paris, but at least one floor in this glass and concrete building is a hive of activity. A Russian art collective called Microcredit is squatting here. Vasily Berezin and Stas Falkov created the space a few months ago, after they both fled Moscow last year.
Мы здесь делаем акцент на современном искусстве.
Berezin is 30 and a theatre director. He explains that this is a place for contemporary art and exhibitions, for events and performances, and where Russian artists in transit can work and stay. It's also a way of giving something back to France, which has set up a visa programme for those in the cultural sector affected by the conflict, not just Ukrainians, but also Russian artists who oppose Putin's regime. I can offer something with my shows, Berezin says. It's a joy that there's something to learn, something to give. It's a joy that there's someone who needs this. I didn't expect so much interest. In the room where we're speaking, there's a mattress on the floor, and the walls are covered with Falkov's rough, abstract paintings, along with a poster reading, "Ukraine, never give up." Down the corridor is an exhibition by the Russian dissident artist Vanya Volkov, and beyond that, a handful of rooms that are being used as studios. There's also a makeshift theatre for Berezin's troupe. Falkov is a 35-year-old visual artist and designer. He left Russia with nothing more than a backpack. His mother and brother remain in the country. Despite the sense of community that Microcredit provides, Falkov says he still feels out of place in Europe. It's like taking a flower from the forest and replanting it in a garden, he tells me. It's extremely stressful to live this. I often dream that I'm back in Russia. Mainly, I miss the people. Like generations of Russian emigre artists before him, Falkov is coming to terms with what the change of country will mean for his work.
I'm a Russian artist, but...
I am a Russian artist, he says, but I want to become more global in my thinking. I can't take any responsibility now for the fate of Russia. I can't talk about that because I'm not there. I've made that choice. Falkov and Berezin don't know how long they'll be able to stay in the space. The owners of the building have been trying to throw them out. But they say they will continue to make art wherever they are. Others in the city have yet to find a place where they can work at all. Among them is Kirill Makarov, a celebrated multimedia artist who has exhibited widely in Russia and abroad. I meet Makarov in the centre of Paris, coincidentally near a monument to Soviet partisans who died in the French resistance in the 1940s. Makarov says he never wanted to leave Russia at all. He had good opportunities there, but the environment made it impossible to continue. Here in Paris, he's working much less and has yet to exhibit. If Makarov does stay long term, he too wonders how it will affect his art. I'll probably have to integrate myself into the artistic space in France, he says. But you can't fully remove yourself from the country where you are born. It still influences you, no matter what happens there or what the government is doing. Alexander Berenkov is a curator who left Russia immediately after the war and now also lives in Paris. He says that, in a way, this mass exodus might be good for Russian art, which even before the conflict was relatively isolated. Now artists will have to engage with a global audience, but it all comes at a high price.
People are struggling with depression, they're disoriented, many of them can't keep productive. Only few, you know, only probably established artists like mid-career ones quite easily adapt.
France is far from the only destination for Russians in the cultural sector. Others have gone to different cities in Europe, to the Caucasus in Central Asia and the United States. But the experiences of many are similar across the world.
People right now, all artists just right now think how to survive, how to earn money just for food sometimes.
The alternative, however, is brought home by recent news out of Moscow. In Russia, police have arrested a theatre director called Zhenya Bakovich and the playwright Svetlana Petrychuk on charges of justifying terrorism over an award-winning play they produced 2 years ago. Many believe they were really targeted because of statements against the war in Ukraine. The pair face up to 7 years in jail if convicted. Whatever the challenges facing Russian artists in the West, these latest arrests make it clear what they've escaped by fleeing. For The World, I'm Theo Mertz in Paris.